Okay, now is a great time for us to continue with our discussion of Sefer Yehoshua. Today we're up to the second parak, a very crucial parak in Jewish history. And why is that? Because we find ourselves with Yehoshua sending two spies from Shittim. This becomes the Haftorah for Parsha Shlach. And Yehoshua sends two spies from Shittim close to the Yarden to spy out the land in general, but particularly Yericho. While Yehoshua knows that the land is going to be taken in a very miraculous way, and he remembers what happened to the Meraglim when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, he still gets told to go send the spies. And why is that? He felt that this was his responsibility. However, unlike the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the nation was unaware that Yehoshua sent these two spies. Had they known that there were spies, they might have assumed that Yehoshua was acting out of pachad, and that he would have, and that would have gotten them very, very scared. And so there, and so the fact that these spies, Pinchas and Kalev, were both older, that also says the Das Sofer would have scared them off. And so therefore, these spies are sent cheresh; they're sent quietly. Now, it's interesting to note, says the author of Sefer Yehoshua, the Navi Journey by Rabbi Ilan Ginian, a fantastic work on Sefer Yehoshua. He says that the word cheresh also means deaf. And what the Radak says over here is that the spies were instructed to behave like they were deaf, so that the people would talk freely in front of them. The Radak also points out that that in Rus Rabbah, the spies were told to go make themselves appear as though they were selling pottery, cheres, so as not to arouse any suspicion. So Yehoshua sends these spies, knowing that they would return with a report that the Knanim were terrified of Bnei Yisrael, so suggests the Radak here. And they knew that the nation was going to be very encouraged by that news. And so the spies go into Yericho, and they go to the house of Rachav the Zona. Well, who was Rachav, and why, what type of Zona? That was open to a lot more interpretation, and we'll get there in a second. But this was part of the plan of the two spies to hide their identities. No one would have assumed that a member of Am Yisrael goes into a basinus, into a house of harlotry. And the spies knew that Rachav was familiar with the powerful people of the land, and so therefore she'd be knowledgeable of all the important secrets and the general mood of the nation, and so suggests the Malbim as to why Rachav was the ultimate choice. The king of Yericho heard that men had gone into the city at night, and that suggested that they were spies. Travelers go into the city by day, especially when it's dangerous outside. And the people who had seen the spies go into Rachav's home didn't directly tell the king, because that would have implied that they also went to the basinus. And so they spread a rumor that Jewish spies had gone into the city of Yericho, and that suggests the Rav Saratskin in Asnaim LaTorah, that led to the rumor eventually reaching the king. So it was Hashem's will that the spies get discovered immediately. So this way Rachav would have had the opportunity to be saved. And so the king sent messengers to the house of Rachav to tell her to get everyone out of her house, as they were all suspected of spying. And Rachav had a very good relationship with all of the kings. And so therefore the king of Yericho doesn't usually go against her. And the king explained to her that the spies had gone along to spy out the entire land, and since this would affect the other kings, Rachav had no choice but to listen. So suggests the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in his commentary Rishon Litzion. Rachav had already suspected that the king's messengers were on their way, so she hid the two Jewish meraglim in stalks of flax on her roof. And she told the king's messengers that the people who had come had just left after the closing of the city gates, and if they ran after them, they could probably still catch him. So the king's men closed the gates of the city, and they began looking for the spies all the way up to the Yarden River. And as the spies were about to rest in their hiding spots, Rachav went up to the roof and spoke to them. And she said that she was aware that Hashem was going to give over the entire Eretz Yisrael to Bnei Yisrael. And she said, she knows, that the entire land was gripped with fear. Because when the people of Canaan had heard how Hashem had already dried up the Yamsuf for Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, and how Hashem had gotten rid of Sichon and Og, it melted their hearts. And Rachav explained that the Canaanim were left without any spirit because Hashem, Hu Elokei Hashemayim V'Elokei Haaretz, she knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the God of heaven and earth. And Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Tzvachim that no spirit remains in a person to have relations with a woman when they're that scared off. And so Rachav requested that just as she did an act of kindness by saving the spies, they should also return the act of kindness by saving her family. She doesn't request that they save her personally, but because since she was the one who had saved them, that was understood. Saving the family was an act of chesed because they had done nothing for the spies, just as the spies had done nothing for Rachav before she saves them, so suggests the Radak. So she asks the spies how they're going to recognize their family and save them when the time came. And the spies offered a sign and promised that as long as she doesn't give away the sign to others, they would go ahead and risk their lives to save her and her family. And so Radak continues that the neighbors wouldn't see them. Rachav lowered the spies through the window of her house that was in the part of the wall of the city. And she tells the spies to wait in the hells for 3 days for the king's messengers to come back from hunting for them, and then they should go along on their way. Rashi quotes a medrash that Rachav saw Beruach HaKodesh that the king's messengers would return after 3 days. And the spies told Rachav that when Bnei Yisrael go into the land, when they come in to the land, the chut hashani, the red string that they had seen in her house, it should be in the window. Malbim says Rachav placed it in the window at that moment and didn't wait until Bnei Yisrael came into the city so that others wouldn't detect the sign and copy it. Rachav was also instructed to bring her family into her house and tells everybody who was not inside the house that Nikiyamatem, that Bnei Yisrael would be exempt from saving the lives of anyone who is not in Rachav's house. The spies go back, they report to Yoshua, they tell how they had been miraculously saved, how the king of Jericho had run after them, they informed Yoshua about how the Canaanim were gripped by fear, and then they told him that Hashem would give the land over to Bnei Yisrael, and that is a critical summary of the second parak of Sefer Yoshua. Now, why does Yoshua send the spies? So the Malbim pops up over here and asks the question, and he notes that there are 5 differences between the spies sent by Moshe and those sent by Yoshua. When Moshe sends the spies, he does it at the request of the nation. And when they come back from their mission, the nation was relying on their report. Yoshua only sends the 2 spies based on himself. Moshe sends the spies from the Midbar, which is far from Eretz Yisrael. Nobody knew what to look for. Yoshua sent them from Shittim. It's on the border with Eretz Yisrael. The only question that they needed to figure out was where they should come in. Moshe sent 12, each one supposed to report to his own Shevet. Yoshua